Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. We're going to have the triumphant return of Terry Barr coming up before the end of the show with what's local and overlooked. And we will end today's show with good news from Terry and a little bit of good news for me. Some great, something that made me smile that I read in the news. It doesn't always happen. Not always something to put a smile on my face each and every day. Your comments and texts are welcome, and calls 855-75-CIVIC. Cam from Appleton also noting that he loves watching Donald Trump's reaction when he was asked if he would declassify the Epstein documents. Oh no, probably not a great idea. I might be in those. We're talking about the crazy stuff that Trump says. What's your favorite? Steve from Milwaukee noting the tic-tac inflation nonsense. Yeah, whew. It's all over the place. There's almost too many to keep up with. Another one of my favorites is that Biden faked COVID. Like, what? Why? Okay. Another Biden-related craziness that Donald Trump likes to trot out, maybe not so much anymore, was that Biden's going to try to reclaim the nomination. This is where he's literally projecting his own dreamlike fantasies into reality. Of course, Biden's going to try to reclaim the nomination. That's not happening. And this one, that his January 6th crowd was bigger than MLK's for the I Have a Dream speech. Wow, talk about having a savior complex. No, there were 250,000 people at MLK's speech who are considered, in my humble opinion, to be actual patriots. Your crowd of some, I don't know what they estimated it to be, not 250,000, 50,000 or so. Yeah, those are insurrectionists and people who do not believe in democracy. John, what's your favorite crazy claim of Trump's as of late?
Yeah, Maggie, when he came out and admitted that January 6th, people were going in on his behalf. That statement right there says he was involved with treason. Yeah. Now, responsibility is a president has to be the first commander-in-chief. A commander-in-chief is supposed to direct the military. But he did it. He failed to do that in 2018 because Iran was sinking our tankers, and he was told by the military that we're going to strike Iran and give them a taste of their own medicine, you know. Well, he got cold feet, Maggie, and he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that happened. You know, we've had I think every president has moments where they have attempted to lay down a bright line, John, and an adversary crosses that line and they're challenged with this idea that do I militarily react and potentially incite, you know, an escalating conflict? Very, very dangerous times. And When we're faced with dangerous times, what I don't want is a man who is digressive and delusional and cruel and racist. That's who I don't want leading the country. And I want to take a listen to what Donald Trump said about his personal attacks on Kamala Harris yesterday at Bedminster. Let's take a listen.
As far as the personal attacks, because of what she's done to the country, I'm very angry at her that she'd weaponized the justice system against me and other people. Very angry at her. I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence. And I think she'll be a terrible president. And I think it's very important that we win. And whether the personal attacks are good, bad, I mean, she certainly attacks me personally. She actually called me weird. He's weird. It was just a soundbite. And she called J.D. and I weird. He's not weird. He was a great student at Yale. He went to Ohio State, graduated in 2 years at the top of his class, and all of these different things. And we have this guy that's running a failed, really a very failed state, who's had a terrible career. I mean, you have him saying they're weird. No, he's a weird guy. And she's weird in her policy. Who wouldn't want to have strong borders? Who doesn't want to have lower taxes?
You moron. I mean, yes, Donald Trump, you're weird. You have a golden toilet. You live in a gilded unreality. You probably don't know what a gallon of milk costs. You can't stay on point. You can't stay on message. You don't know how to speak in complete sentences. Yes, sir. That is all very weird.
And you say creepy things about your daughter, too.
Correct. And it is a racist trope of centuries old that you would call Kamala Harris unintelligent. Stop. Donald Trump is an awful, terrible racist. And if you're going to vote for him, and you would like to say that you're not a racist, then why are you not the company that you keep? You know, it's weird that J.D. Vance has pictures of himself in blonde wigs in drag that have resurfaced. That's weird. Thanks, Cam from Appleton. It's weird that J.D. Vance used to talk trash about Donald Trump incessantly and is now absolved of all of that. It means the man has no principles. He doesn't know his own mind. If he was so smart and graduated in 2 years at the top of his class, and his excuse for trashing Donald Trump for years and years is, oh, the media tricked me, then maybe J.D. Vance is also weird and not so smart. I mean, so gross.
I don't like Donald Trump, but I think he's an idiot because of the things that he has said and the things that he has done. At every turn, he says something that proves he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Talking about, yes. And he has no humility about it. There's no, you know, no one knows everything about everything except for Donald Trump, apparently. I mean, part of wanting to engage in dialogue and policy discussions is the desire to learn more, to understand more. That doesn't exist with Donald Trump. He has no interest in informing himself about these issues. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of Kamala's economic policy proposals that she rolled out today, including some of the more controversial elements. You're not going to want to miss that. We got Terry Barr coming up with Local and Overlooked here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody, from Brian and I. Keep it locked. We'll be back. Your farm update is next, and then we'll talk a little bit about Kamala's new economic policy proposals here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Clogs, they're awesome. Rocks, clocks, and socks, they're awesome. Figs, and jigs, and twigs, that's awesome. Everything you see or think or say is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?